This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win, order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required, points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV.
Leicester Till I Die.
Indeed. Whoa, look at me. Hang on. Let me take a Viagra. Ah, works every time. We love those blue pills. Good evening. And it is sloppy second, so I'm not quite as up for it as I was earlier. But good evening, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good night, goodbye. Hello, welcome along to the Championship Review Show, and welcome along to any Cherries fans. How the devil are you? It's been a while. It's been a couple of weeks because we stuffed you in the FA Cup, but hello anyway. How are you doing? Sorry. Look, I love Bournemouth. I live just outside Bournemouth. It's like a home game when I went to that one, I'll tell you. So I'm no doubt I might mention that once or twice during the evening. But welcome along. It is the Championship Roundup Show. Number three in a series of three because of my guest. I guess this could very well be the last one we ever do. But let's bring him in from Up the Cherries in All Department, and his link is in the description below. Hello, young man. How are you?
I'm very well, Chris. Very, very well, mate. As always, do you know what? I absolutely love coming on this show. And
you do.
I was going to start singing.
And you know what?
I was going to start singing. Bournemouth till I die, da, 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 cherries. I'll tell you what, I've got a voice of an angel, haven't I? Simon Cowell.
Dead.
Simon Cowell. No, actually, Louis Walsh. He's wasting time in that Big Brother. I don't fucking watch that.
I talk about it every morning on the radio show, but I've absolutely no idea what's going on because I haven't watched any of them.
You don't know what you're talking about, but you talk about it.
I do. Well, I just read it out of the papers, to be honest with you. But welcome along, sir. It's nice to be back. I love doing a show with you. The idea is that we're going to look through all the championship games, but obviously reality will probably be completely different to that. You know what we're like. And of course, if anybody wants to know that this is Craig, but is also known now with his new nickname of Mr. Penis Head.
Blame your wife,
who I'll kind of just say, I hope she got home all right the other night.
Oh, that was so funny. So just to give you some background on this story, me and Chris went on the piss.
For a couple of beverages.
A couple of beverages, yeah. You know, when you get to our stage in life, you know, going out on the piss isn't a dumb thing.
Although, having said that, when you get to my time of life, piss is probably what I was doing all night. My bladder's not what it used to be.
And the reason why we don't go out on the piss is because we didn't want to end up like Mavis, who was on the table right next to us, who was...
was quite choice. Well, that whole table was, in fairness.
Yes. And believe it or not, didn't she take a swipe at one of the... Weatherspoon staff.
The manager, I believe it was, yes.
The manager, there we are. And then it took, and unbeknown to me and Chris, three big police officers come in to come and speak to Mavis, didn't they? Mavis got put in her handcuffs. Didn't seem to be the first time Mavis had been
handcuffed. Because I'd gone up to the toilet at that point.
Needed to go for a piss. You wasn't pissed, but needed to go for a piss. Yes. And then she was handcuffed, and all three of them I tell you what, she was swirling around like nobody's business, trying to escape. And honestly, she put up a good fight of it, to be honest, Chris. She put up a very, very good fight. But this is why, you know,
All I will say is, next time we do it, can you please not bring your wife along?
I'll promise Mavis will not be coming. No. Mavis is actually barred, I think, from that Weatherspoons. Mavis will not be attending.
I thought, my God, mate, I can see who's the boss in your house. But anyway, welcome along. Oh, look, let me get this right. Up the cherries in all departments.
Yes.
I'll get that bit right. Tell everybody where they can find you and what you do.
So,
not very much, to be honest with you, but, you know, tell them anyway.
So the channel is called Up the Cherries in All Departments. You can find us by going to UTC IAD AFCB on your chosen platform, be that Instagram, Twitter. Nobody likes Twitter, but we're on there anyway. Facebook even, believe it or not. And also YouTube, where you should go and subscribe to us. Got lots of content, lots of interviews. Once interviewed Brian Cox, believe it or not. You know, I haven't been talking about that for the past 3 years, but, you know, did interview him.
Well, you don't get a word in because you're always talking about Harry Redknapp.
I know. Harry Redknapp's been on 6 times. Yes. So, yeah, me and Harry are on
Willingly once. Yeah. And tell us all about this, because I've just posted a link.
There. Yes. So, as everybody will know, we played Luton Town on the 16th of December, 2023. The scores were 1-1. And then we had, you know, a moment that I think will live with me, live with everyone there that day, where Tom Lockyer collapsed and... had, you know, it was a serious situation. It's one that please, please, please do donate to this, because I spoke to Mark Crowther earlier on today. The preview for the game will be going up tomorrow. I'm struggling to get my words out because it's quite emotional, thinking back to that day. But he is cycling from Luton to Bournemouth for the British Heart Foundation. So anybody who is able to afford it, I know it's tough times at the moment, please, please do.
Yeah, get over there. Well, the link's there. I've just put a message in the private chat as well, mate.
Oh, right, okay, yes.
Now, of course, because we are such, well-known people within the South Coast area.
Yes.
Well, just the goal gone in. Chelsea have just gone up 2-1 up against Newcastle. We had to do some publicity shots for this particular show. So this is the one that we've gone for here, that, after a lot of decision.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Oh, you haven't got the round glasses on, though, have you?
No. I mean, when you do your face, swap pictures, you have to kind of go with a lot of what is already being worn.
I'm very impressed, though, mate.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I do really like that. So,
I'll let you know the link later, mate, right, so let's get into this, shall we? Did you get my message, mate?
Yes, I can't seem to see it, but
it's on your Twitter, I think.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I'm guessing that there's somebody being a bit of a idiot. Are we?
Yes.
Right in thinking that. So, always one, isn't there?
There's usually more than one, to be honest with you. Luckily, I don't stream to Twitter, so that is on your Twitter. The reason we were late in this evening, because I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning doing all the graphics for this show, and I don't know the difference between Cardiff and Sheffield Wednesday. And Craig pointed it out for me. Nate is in. Hi, Nate. How are you doing? Welcome along, sir. Now, the first game was on the Friday night. And I've got to say, look, there's a lot of banter going on between Leicester and Leeds. And we do live in a Leeds fans' heads a lot of the time. But fair play to them. And I've said this, had they had the better start to the season than they did have, they would probably be above us, for quite a while. But they could only get a draw, obviously, with Huddersfield in the last derby. But it is a derby. But they managed to do what they had to do against Sheffield United, which was a potential banana skin for them.
Yeah. Do you know what? Sheffield Wednesday have been playing a lot better recently, and unfortunately I still can't find that comment.
No,
who cares about it. Some Sado, hello, whoever you are, thank you for watching. You must have a very boring evening to watch me if you don't like me. but Sheffield Wednesday coming back to have improved significantly. They're playing some good stuff, actually. Looks like they might get out of trouble. Leeds, unfortunately, hello Leeds fans, they're all here as well, have found form at just the right time, haven't they? And this, apart from their draw against Huddersfield, have been in quite good form. So, yeah, Unfortunately, the Owls fell apart on this one. But did I expect Leeds to win this? I think I probably did. Local derby. They're trying to keep the pressure up on yourselves. I still think you'll win it. Let's be honest. If they want to actually win the league, they're going to have to really win every single game. Because I think, you've already got a 3-point head start over them. But, I think you will
They have Rangers in, and you know they had their bad start at the start of the season when they couldn't sort themselves out. They were, at the start of the season, they were a club in turmoil. And I've been saying a lot of the time, you know, when is our bad patch going to appear? You know, because we haven't had one. Yes, we have now. And hopefully, whether we are out of it or not, who knows? Who knows? So Sheffield Wednesday, I mean, they are back down to 23rd, but they're on 38 points, as are Huddersfield, who are in 22nd, Birmingham 39, QPR 39, Stoke 41. They've got a chance of staying up now, which they didn't have a while ago.
I completely agree, and I think, you know, Huddersfield seem to be in free fall. They're the side that I think will really go down, even though I've seen quite a few predictions today, and they're the side that people think is going to stay up. You know, I think Birmingham are in free fall. I don't know why they got rid of, and I'm going to say this now, I don't know why they got rid of John Eustace.
I was going to say why they got rid of Rooney then, but no. I can't, mate. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to crop it and send it to you. It won't allow me to copy and paste without me. Well, it just won't allow me to copy and paste, to be honest with you. So I'm going to save that as a picture and send it to you. Leeds, I've got to say, in fairness, you know, we don't play next weekend because we're in the FA Cup final. Sorry to mention that again. because we beat Bournemouth in the last round. Yay!
Yes. Yes, you did.
So look, Erin, that was then. It was a game, and that's why we love the FA Cup, you know. But Leeds, if they beat Millwall, and let's be honest with you, I haven't done my predictions for next week yet. And I will be predicting a Leeds win there because I think Leeds will beat Millwall. Plus, whichever team you hate, we all hate Millwall, you know. Yeah. So that will put Leeds above us. Yes, they will have played one more game, but psychologically, being above, and then now we're the team that's then got to catch up because then we've got to win that game in hand.
Yes. Yeah,
which is against Southampton. Woo. You know, and if suddenly we don't get the win there, Leeds, it's just going to give them that psychological boost, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you'll still be okay, though. I think you'll still be okay. You know, when you look at the goal...
It wasn't a surprise to me, this. I did actually go... Originally, I went 2-1 to Leeds. But then I changed at the last minute and changed my mind and went 2-2. So I actually didn't get that one right.
The one thing that's worrying me, actually, just looking at this from the Leicester perspective, is in the last five, you know, only 4 points, where Leeds have got 13. That's a big concern. And Ipswich, you know, in third, have got 12. Don't get me wrong, I think you'll still be okay. But of course, there is that bit of a risk if that form continues.
Yeah,
you know, falling.
Well, indeed. I mean, Leeds are top of the form table. Haven't lost in five. And just say hi to Brad. How are you doing? I hope you are well. Ipswich are in second. We're in 17th. So we'll quickly gloss over that. And we go to the normality channel with Riley Taylor. Riley, hello. I don't know how normal you're going to explain this. Probably not very normal.
No, this isn't going to be normal at all, to be honest.
No. Let's be honest. You've just come onto a channel with the two most non-normal presenters on YouTube. But no, look, fair play to Leeds. Look, I know. I am. What I said about 5 weeks ago was whoever finishes above Leeds will go up, you know, and that I think they've got a good manager, a manager that knows how to get teams out of this division. I hope he's backed because he'll also bring teams down, of course, but we will see. Normality says, right, the championship may be going off for internationals. However, the women's teams will keep you entertained. Indeed, totally. Leicester City women through to the semi-finals at their FA Cup equivalent. So there we go. Well done to the women. And let's be honest with you, certainly at international level, and you've got an international level, an international flag there on your for your picture there, Normality. Yeah, the women, let's be honest with you, better than the bloody men. So fair play to them. Early kickoff on, and I'm hang on, what's gone wrong here? Right, we'll leave the early kickoff. I didn't add it back in. Ipswich were hosting or away to Cardiff. I knew this wouldn't go well. Away to Cardiff. And let me just do this. And Cardiff, Ipswich, didn't they? They got a last minute, two last minute goals.
Do you know what? Cardiff are a funny side. They're a funny, funny side. And to be honest, they're an outside bet to actually, in fact, they are now second in the form table, just behind Leeds. They've actually got 13 points from the last five games. And they're a funny side. They're picking up results at just the right time. Maybe they could make a late push for the playoffs. They're a side that I wouldn't fancy playing at the moment with the form they're in. But I think Ipswich, I think they'd probably be a bit disappointed, you know, last minute of the game to concede that. And Ipswich have looked very, very good. I wonder if they're just running out of steam at this point in time because of, you know, the... Of course, it's a 46-game season. It's always going to be very, very difficult for a side that's newly promoted. But... yeah, I think, you know...
They will be kicking themselves because we could only draw. So that you know, they will be annoyed. Ipswich, I put a clip up of me doing a watch-along a few weeks ago, and I clip it and put it up onto TikTok, which is the little... I can't put my finger over it, but right in the corner there, the black one, the black... QR code, follow us on TikTok. We put all our mistakes and silly bits up. And I actually put a thing on, I said, for fuck's sake, Ipswich, what are you doing? Because they just equalised. Well, you piss off and die. I'm fed up with you keep coming back. Because when they lose, I'm fair play to them. I mean, I'm doing it in banter. But it's just annoying that, you know, they are the black knight of the division. Oh, chop the leg off. Oh, it is but a...
Do you know what, though, Chris? I'm going to turn around and say something now about Ipswich. I really hope Ipswich do go up in second to yourselves. Okay. And I think they will. And the reason being is, yeah, it was disappointing on Saturday morning. But you look at the rest of their games. Next game up, they got Sheffield Wednesday at home. You'd imagine them winning that. Blackburn away again. Blackburn, not particularly... I don't think Blackburn are that great a side. They could easily get pulled into that. Southampton at home, difficult. But then again, you know, you would rather that game at home than anywhere. Then they've got their derby up against Norwich. And then they've got a run against Watford, Middlesbrough, Coventry, Hull. They've got some games with sides that... Coventry and Hull might have secured a playoff place at that point when they play them. You know, Middlesbrough and Watford are probably going to be safe. They're probably not going to be doing much. To be honest, they're not really doing much all season, to be fair, Watford, apart from changing managers. So, personally...
They did, obviously, didn't want to disappoint us all, so they did that anyway.
Yeah, we thought that their owners had lost their bollocks, to be perfectly honest, because I was quite surprised that they hadn't sacked anybody so far this season. Yeah. But I think Ipswich has still got a great chance. Got Huddersfield Town on the last game of the season.
Yeah.
And to be honest,
Leeds have got Southampton on the last day. I mean, yeah. I'm torn because I want us to go up, obviously. I think Leeds will go up. I'd like to see Ipswich go up because I like Ipswich. I do like Ipswich. Yeah. And I think that'd be a great story.
Ipswich will go up, Chris. Come on. The Leeds are shit.
These views are not the views of Leicester Till I Die, but the views of the Clarets in all departments.
Clarets, yeah, we all have the Clarets. go search for that. But
I want, and you're going to hate me here, but I want Southampton to come up because it's a local game I can go to. Wow. I know you don't like Southampton for obvious reasons.
No, but to be honest, I miss them. What's funny is I do miss them. You know, it's one of those where, you know, you don't want your local, you know, you want them in the same league, mainly A, because you can get 6 points off them. But secondly, because, you know, without that little bit of a rivalry being there, you know, it's like, who else, you know, Brighton, that's not really a rivalry. You know, the Leeds thing, it's a side who, despite what happened all those years ago, and it was awful what happened all those years ago where they smashed up the town. You know, do they really give a toss about us? No, not really.
No.
So, you know, it's nice to have Southampton back. And it probably, even though, I don't really want him to be a Premier League player again, but it would also be quite nice to just wipe the smug smile off Ryan Fraser's face. Course, yes, if we get beat by them,
we'll come on to Southampton in a their game.
Just gone on a tangent there, haven't I? Really,
you were as well. I would never have. I'd have been disappointed had you not at some point during the show.
It's what makes this show, isn't it?
It is. We have more tangents than a maths A level exam. Cardiff are up to fourth in the form table. So, you know, they're suddenly finding a bit of a run as well. And, you know, they will still be harbouring hopes of a playoff place themselves. I mean, you know, they're not out of it in 10.
Yeah.
And then we get to the 3 o'clock kickoffs. And if you're wondering why Leicester aren't, you know, in the order they should be, it's because we don't discuss them until the end. At a tangent, I thought that was a short Craig answer.
Oh, thanks, Brad.
Okay. So, Blackburn, Plymouth. Two teams, I've got to say, fair play to Plymouth. They're sat in 17th. They're only on 41 points, so they're not out of it. And I thought that they would really struggle. I had them to go straight back down again, but I don't think they will. I think they've got enough to stay up. Blackburn in 18th, so they're one place behind. You know, they sacked the manager who's now gone off to manage Sweden. One of the guys, along with the Ipswich manager that I wanted at Leicester before Enzo, came in. Blackburn are in all sorts of trouble financially. They're not, you know.
The chicken farmers, money is running out, isn't it?
It is. It's a bit of a foul situation. But we go.
You know what? This is a real problem with some of these owners. And you know, Venky's come in, you know, and instantly got the club relegated, didn't they, from the Premier League? And then they got relegated again. Stability, you know, but Blackburn.
Well, I used to work at Blackburn.
Did you?
I think I mentioned it to you, but yeah. Not very long, about 6 months, but
he was up front with Shearer, wasn't he?
They decided that saving my few grand a week would stop them from going bust whilst they're still playing Shearer, you know, all these players, millions of pounds. That's bad. but I remember when the Venkies came in that they'd been sold, Jack. The Jack Walker, the steel guy, you know, had passed away, and his family had sold it on. They got rid of the guy that was chief executive, who was one of the best chief executives in football, and he'd been there for years. And of course, the fans weren't happy because they had Sam Allardyce as the manager. So they sacked Sam Allardyce because they thought, oh, well, that'll make us happy with the fans. He gave the job to his assistant, who immediately got them relegated.
Yeah, Steve Keane. You know, to be honest, I feel sorry for Steve Keane, actually, because, you know, he tried everything, but everything was up against him. You know, the owners, you know, was mess. The fans didn't really want him.
But it was, I always quote that as the be careful what you wish for example.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a little bit like, you know, it's a little bit like what could have happened to Bournemouth. You know, had Iriola not got it together, everybody goes on about Gary O'Neill and, oh, Gary O'Neill's rubbish, PE teacher, clown, all that. And never bought into that. Never bought into that. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes Gary's football wasn't very attractive. Sometimes there was naivety, you know, as a manager who was just starting out. Wolves are reaping.
They're looking possibly at Europe, aren't they?
Exactly. You know. Exactly.
And you could have been if your current manager had got you to the, you know, the FA Cup final, but these things aren't meant to be, are they?
Yeah.
Twice. I can get this. I'm seeing how many I can get in by the end of the show. Brad, keep count for me. I'm at two already.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. But, yeah, talking about Blackburn, it's a sorry state of affairs. I think, personally, I've seen quite a lot of people predicting them to go down. So whether or not they're close to administration or what mess it is, I don't know. I think they'll be just about all right. But
I've got to say that I actually got that one spot on because I did go for 1-1.
Yeah, I probably would have gone for that as well. Yeah, but you know, it's easy like to say
we'll
off.
Come back to Hull at the end. Millwall Birmingham. I got this one totally wrong because I went for a 2-2. Birmingham, I think it's just all about staying up for them this season. They're in 21st with 39 points. Millwall aren't a lot better off, to be honest with you. They're in 16th with 43 points. Again, I think Millwall will possibly be safe, although do us a favour, Millwall, and beat Leeds, please. Birmingham, how to ruin a club? No, let's get the Birmingham FC handbook out. Doing very well under John Eustace, as we discussed before we came live. They decided that they wanted a name in.
Bought in somebody who would have been very attracted to Mavis the other night. Mr. Rooney didn't do particularly very well. And to be honest,
Colleen's let herself go, hasn't she?
But fuck's sake.
Allegedly. I just say allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
It's very litigious, is Colleen.
But personally, I think such a stupid move. The players were playing well under John Eustace. And then
it's outside the playoffs they were.
Yeah, I think actually they were in them, weren't they, at one point? And then they thought, oh well, yeah, we'll go for this name of a manager that really hasn't done much. You know, got to be honest, Wayne Rooney hasn't done much. They are now staring relegation in the face. And this is one of the sides that I think might end up getting relegated because of that.
They're fourth from bottom at the moment. They're only 1 point, but they've played. They have got a game in hand, in fairness, Birmingham.
Yeah, but that's,
they're playing. I think they're playing midweek. In fact, they are. They're playing Middlesbrough midweek.
Yeah, I'd fully expect Middlesbrough to actually win that because they've still got Middlesbrough have got an outside shout at the playoffs. Birmingham, I just don't rate what they've done. You know, since John Eustace, and it really is. a whole mantra of be careful what you wish for. Now, yeah. Millwall, on the other side, other end, Millwall have been in and around the playoffs. I know that we played them the last game of the season before we went up. And to be honest, that season they did very, very well under Gary Rowett. I think for them, they're in a little bit of a transition stage, but that is no fault of their own. I think, you know, Millwall have, unfortunately, John Berylson, who was one of an outstanding chairman for them, passed away. I believe it was late at the end of last season, I should say. Mm. And I think this has been a bit of a difficult season for them, but they'll keep their head above water and they can build upon this and improve. And I think, you know, they will do. I think, you know, Millwall, you know, might not be a popular club for a lot of people, but I think, you know, they are a very well-run club.
Yeah, and they've got a nice ground as well, the new Den.
Yeah.
They're actually above. I mean, Millwall are actually 11th in the form table. They've not lost in four, but it's consistency because they the last six games, it's lost, lost, won, won, drew, won. They're actually one place above Southampton in the form table. Birmingham are down in 16th. They've not won in four. So, yeah, like you say, you know, if Middlesbrough do the business, Birmingham are, they are in doo-doo time, you know. I mean, if they win 39-41-42, that would take them up to 17th above Plymouth and Blackburn. So, it's a must-win, I think, for Birmingham, but unfortunately, I don't think I can't see it.
I can't see it. And I think Birmingham, you know, are a poor, poor team. You know, I think, isn't it Mark Venus who's in charge there at the moment?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
You know, I'm sure I was reading the other day, it's Mark Venus, who was formerly of Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yes.
I'm sure it was him. Of course, they are playing tomorrow night against Middlesbrough. Just check that. So, like you say, must win. There are other fixtures. The game against on Good Friday, they've got QPR. They've got to win that one.
Yeah, no, it is Mark Venus.
It is.
Yes. Well, to be honest with you, he's off this planet, isn't he, him? Tony Mowbray, was that through illness, wasn't it? Because he's not well, Tony Mowbray.
Yes, yeah. I think, you know, Tony Mowbray would have got them going.
He would have, I think he would have saved them. And eventually, I do like Tony Mowbray as the manager. Yes, he's never going to necessarily win you anything, but he's a good, solid manager that will keep you up and keep you solvent.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, he did a fantastic job with Blackburn for a number of years. And,
he did. No,
you
he
know,
did.
I yes. think, yeah, I think, I think Birmingham are in real problems.
Yes.
Of course, they've got yourselves on the 6th of April. I think you'll beat them. They've got Preston at home. Preston, I think, are a very good side. You know, Cardiff, we've already spoken about Cardiff in a run. They've got Coventry. Rotherham, they should beat. You know, to be honest, their last three games, two of them are very winnable against Rotherham and Huddersfield. But both of those are away. You know, Huddersfield, if they've got a shout of staying up, they could be fighting in that.
And if Rotherham are down by then they'll be playing with no, you know, just go out to enjoy yourselves. And it's amazing. I can remember when we got relegated the last season at Filbert Street, we played Tottenham in the last game and we went and beat them because there was no pressure on us. We were down, you know. And talking of Rotherham, and here's where Brad picks up 3 points. I went 2-0. Brad, talk about being a lucky bastard. He went 5-0, jokingly. It was 4-0 at half-time, and then Norwich only went and scored one goal in the second half. I was willing them to get a second one, or Rotherham to at least get one. But we'll talk about Norwich in a second. Rotherham, it's good night Vienna. They've gone, hasn't it?
Yeah. I was reading something the other day, and I can't remember who it was, But they said one of the worst teams to play at that level, at the championship level. And it's hard to really disagree with, you know, the statistics that they've got. They've conceded 77 goals, for God's sake. You know, they've only scored 30, minus 47.
Like losing an extra point, isn't it?
Well, effectively, they've only got 5 more points than Burnley and Sheffield United. And that really, I know it's different leagues, but of course, they've already played 37 games. It's very poor. Last five.
Like you say, you'd expect any team to beat Sheffield United, wouldn't you?
Well.
Yes.
I walked straight into that one, didn't I?
You did. You walked straight into that one. And I tell you what as well, it's not like the you know, a team that can beat a lower league team in the FA Cup either.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Bournemouth won, Leicester. Exactly. Bournemouth nil, Leicester won. Sorry, anyway, let me digress. I go off on a tangent.
Bloody hell, I'm not doing this next week. I'll just get the piss ripped out of me. I'm joking. But yeah, Rotherham aren't particularly very good.
They've won three games all season.
I know. I'd love to know which three games those were. You know, probably Sheffield.
I think they beat Sheffield Wednesday was one of them.
I was going to say.
I mean, Sheffield Wednesday won 11. But what Rotherham have done is that they've actually drawn more. They've drawn 10. But I mean, to win three games, that is relegation form, isn't it? They are going down.
For them. They're poor fans. It must be depressing for them. They beat Middlesbrough, believe it or not. They beat Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough must have been having a bit of a, you know, Michael Carrick must have, you know, been on the piss with them all.
They only just stayed up last season, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Yeah, they did. They beat Coventry as well. There we are, Coventry fans. That's one for you. That was back.
Who are you?
And I'm just trying to find the other one. Beat Norwich as well. They haven't beaten Sheffield Wednesday.
The early game. Now Norwich, looking at the other team, I thought they're going to do better than this. I mean, all right, yes, they are in sixth, but I'm not just saying this, but I think, you know, the top four will be the top four. I think everybody else is playing for fifth and sixth.
Yeah,
and fifth is probably going to be West Brom, but they're not miles ahead. But you got West Brom, Norwich, fifth and sixth, and you got Hull, Coventry, Preston, Cardiff, Middlesbrough possibly. So down to 10th, any of those teams could finish in the top two. Norwich, and if you look at their last five games, it's one, lost, one, drawn, one. They're not inconsistent this year, have they?
No, they're inconsistent. And they've kind of lost the yo-yo team tag, haven't they, now? Will they get sixth spot? I don't think they will. I think they'll just about miss out. But, you know, don't get me wrong, Norwich on the...
Weird division, this. And everybody's beating
strange,
everybody.
You know, to be honest, I could probably say something now, and, you know, it can be completely, you know, the opposite of what I've actually said. Probably is going to. So beware, Leicester fans, because I've predicted you to go up as champions still. You know, you can't fuck that up, can you, Chris?
Yes, we can. We're Leicester. But well done. I mean, 5-0.
Yeah.
Well done to Brad. 3 points. Spawny-eyed Wazzock that he is. Hey, Brad. How are you doing,
Hello,
mate?
Brad. How are you doing,
Hello,
mate?
Brad.
Good to see you.
Right. Then we come to the aforementioned Preston.
They're weird. Such a weird team.
It is. You know, I like Preston because when I lived in Burnley for all those years...
Do you know
years,
why I don't like him? I'll tell you why I don't like
him. I used to like going along because I've got four kids and they used to class the Leicester game as a family game, which meant it was kids for a pound. And so it was very cheap for me to take all four kids to the game. And they had the museum there as well, which was free to go into before it moved to Manchester. But they've got into the playoffs and lost in the playoffs. They've just missed out on the playoffs. When we played them first earlier in the season, they were actually top of the league.
They're again, such a weird side.
Yeah, up and down. Played obviously 36, so they've got a game in hand. Won 15, lost 13. Now, that kind of sums the season up.
I'm trying to think. Was it this season or last season where they kind of... They went through such a long period of time where they didn't draw a single game. I think it was last season. They just either won or got beat.
Mm.
I'm sure there was that sort of scenario. Or what, did they just keep drawing? I can't remember. It was something really odd about them. And, the only thing that is guaranteed is when they turn up and play us, that they beat us every single fucking time. Preston, they're just a bogey side for us. But they're, coming back to the championship, I can't see them doing anything. Again, they're too inconsistent. It would be great for the Premier League to have Preston in there. But at the same time, I can't see it because they're up and down like a yo-yo. If they can find some consistency,
just they might not. Be right. They always sort of get so close they can touch it.
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's 3-2. Chelsea 3, Newcastle 2. Wow, that's an interesting game. And then obviously we got Brad's favourite team other than Leicester, which is Stoke City. And I can remember doing the preview before we played them, and we beat them 5-1. And I remember saying,
"Piss out, Brad." When you say his other favourite team,
so. He hates them. Yeah, he absolutely. Oh, yeah, hates
honestly,
them.
Yeah. Is there anybody that likes Stoke? They're the most boring, miserable side. I mean,
they were a mainstay of the Premier League for a long time with Mark Hughes. Yeah, bored everybody to tears. But before we played Stoke, I was talking to them and I said, like, you're not going to go down because there's three worse teams than you. And we played them. We put five past them and they said, will you do something for our review show?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Away days are great. But when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. And I went, you sure, after we've just put five past you, you sure you want me to quote... To come on and say something on your channel. He said, you can't be saying anything any worse than the Stoke fans are. And I said, do you remember when I said there was three worse teams than you and you'd stay up? He said, yeah. I said, I lied. There's only one worse team than you, having just watched you in that performance. You're going down. And he played it. Fair play to him. But it was like I said, they were saying a lot worse. 41 points. They're still in that relegation battle. But they do seem to they've won two of the last five, Stoke. Again, it's inconsistency. Hi, Doug.
Hello, Doug. You all right? I think Stoke will just get across the line to everybody's displeasure. But are they particularly a very good side? No. They're probably going to be down there fighting it next season again. Yeah, they need a big, big shake-up in the summer. Just before we move on, actually, I'll tell you what, one funny story as well. You know where you say about the Stoke
fans? Does it involve a dog?
No, it doesn't. Okay, it involves Everton. So make of that what you will. But
you saying Everton women are dogs? That's not very nice.
Oh,
Andy, he's from up the cherries in all departments. Something to do with Leicester till I die. Can I just make that clear?
I'm upsetting everybody tonight. But let's talk about Everton, because what they turned round, an Everton channel turned around and said, look, we really want you to do a prediction for the season. I said, yeah, I'll do that. You know, they said, yeah, we'll play it and everything. I said, right, okay. I was looking at it and I thought, Everton are just shy. Everton is shy. So I turned round and said what I thought. Believe it or not, I did put them below Sheffield United and Burnley at this point. And did they play it? No.
No.
No, it went missing. And I said, oh, did you get the video? Okay. Silence. So, they weren't particularly happy with me following that.
No.
Following my preview, let's say.
Yeah. Stephen Schumacher's vision is under threat at Stoke, says Doug.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think so. To be honest.
I mean, the grass isn't... I understand him going because, no disrespect to Plymouth, Stoke are the bigger team. You know, whether they fall into that sleeping giant thing or not, I don't know. But, look, you know, people say, well, why did the manager do this? You know, why did the guy leave Brighton and go to Chelsea? Managers look at this. Like when you get offered a job, when you work and you're offered another job and you're thinking, oh, I'm happy where I am, but it's more money. And if I turn them down, I may never get that chance again. So you do have to go for it. So I understand it. But it is the way of the world and the way of the football.
It's like players as well, because you look at Kelvin Phillips. And to be honest, it's quite sad what's happened to him. If he had stayed at Leeds, you know, why anybody would want to stay at Leeds, I don't know. Hello, Leeds fans. They're all here with us again. I don't know. But he went to Manchester City because he thought he could do it. And to be honest, he's just become a shadow of himself. And what West Ham have got is somebody who is just devoid of any confidence. Can't seem to control a ball. And he's just damn right poor. So, I think the grass isn't always greener. And sometimes you've got to look back at it and think,
Jamie Vardy,
something good.
Could have gone to Arsenal, didn't, you know.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Won the Premier League with us, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lived out the dream at Leicester.
He did. Right, next up, it is QPR versus Middlesbrough. Now, I actually... You call me silly. Can I just say I got a point for the Norwich game because I did predict them to win. I actually went Preston 2, Stoke... QPR 2, Middlesbrough 1.
I don't think that's a silly prediction.
I didn't think it was, to be honest with you, because QPR, they are actually 10th in the form table at the moment.
They lost that,
but before that, they'd beaten us. They'd beaten us 2-1. They drew with West Brom. They beat Rotherham. You'd expect them to do that. They beat Bristol. So, you know, they lost to Stoke. But again, they've got a new manager in. They are giving it one hell of a fight in an attempt to stay up.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think they will do. I can't pronounce this manager's name, but Marty, let's call him Marty.
Just so I can clip it and put it up as a laugh.
Hang on. Let me bring up his name so I can say it. Marty QPR. Hang on. Shall I say his full name? Marty Cienfuentes Carvalho. No, Marty Cienfuentes Corvillo. I'll just ask Mark House. He'll tell you. he's got it spot on, Mark has. But I like QPR. I want them to stay.
Yes, I do. I don't know why, but I've got a soft spot for them as well.
Yeah, yeah. I like QPR. I hope they stay up. Loftus Road, even though it does feel like when you have you been to Loftus Road before?
I've never been. No, never been.
If you imagine when you sat down there, your legs are completely and utterly crushed. Your legs might as well be below behind you. That atmosphere in that stadium is brilliant. So yeah, very, very tightly compacted stadium, but you know, it's just an old school ground that is just amazing and just a joy to watch football at. We're getting less and less of those old school football stadiums. Yeah, a trip to QPR is always quite a nice one.
Yeah, but they are making a good fist of it.
Yeah, they are.
Up until then, Middlesbrough, I mean, they had a great run last season under, what's he called?
Carrick.
Carrick, thank you. Some Leicester fans were calling on him to come to Leicester. They then sold the best striker, the best player who was a striker. The goals dried up. And they've had a very up and down season. You know, when I show that, look at their season form, it looks like a heart, you know, one of those heart things where it's up and down like that. So I didn't think this was the wildest of predictions. But, I mean, they only just stayed up last time. They are now in 20th, so they're two clear of the bottom three, although we said that only 1 point. But I fancy QPR and Stoke. I fancy QPR to stay up, and I wouldn't be surprised if Sheffield Wednesday don't turn it round as well.
Yeah, I think QPR will stay up.
Yeah,
they put themselves in a good position. They've got Steve Cook. They got Azmir. Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. I like QPR. Should they be in this position? To be honest, I think they've been financially mismanaged, but I think they'll be okay. Just about. Just about. I know.
RIP to Stan Bowles. I know it's been a few weeks now, but it was this game was their first home game. The original entertainer. In fairness to him. So coming up next, if I am not mistaken, what a game this was. Southampton against Sunderland. Oh, I went for a 2-0 win to Saints, so I'd got that bit right. Southampton, they were on a flyer, weren't they? Let's be honest with you. They were 26 games or whatever it was unbeaten.
And it's they were.
And then it kind of, the wheels came off the wagon.
I think they were never going to keep that up. But, you know, they've really turned it round. And of course, we are helping them out here. I don't know if you're aware, but we are helping them out. It was 2-2 until Joe Rothwell, who is, of course, is a Bournemouth player, then, you know, scored two goals right at the end. I think it was in the space of about 4 or 5 minutes, but you know, it was Southampton are looking good. I think they're gonna have to settle for the playoffs. You know, I don't think they'll get automatics now, but can they get through the playoffs? Yeah, most definitely. And would I like to see them back in the Premier League? Yeah, definitely. You know, at the end of the day, like I say, you know, we'd rather Southampton be in the Premier League so we can get an easy 6 points off them. And, you know, we've got a little bit of a local rivalry there.
It's like that with Forest. I mean, when Forest came back up, and I know they stayed up and we went down, which hurt. But, you know, it was what I like about this division is, to me, our main rivals are Coventry, simply because they're the closest team, and that's what makes, you know, your derby games. But you know, we hadn't had a proper East Midlands derby in the Premier League since we'd been in it, you know. And
yeah,
it was nice to have Forest back. We've won a couple, they won a couple, and it, you know, but it is nice to have that a rivalry. Southampton 12th in the form table. Lost, won, lost, won, won. It's like a dance, isn't it? Lost, won, lost, won. Sunderland, they haven't won in six. Lost to Huddersfield, lost to Birmingham, lost to Swansea, lost to Norwich, lost to ourselves. In fairness, it was 1-0, 2-1, 2-1, 1-0, 1-0. And then, of course, they had this Southampton. They pressed the self-destruct button with the managers as well, haven't they?
Yeah, I think Sunderland's, wow. To be honest, if they keep that form up into next season, they're going to be in real trouble because, look, they're matching Rotherham at the moment. Yeah, I think ridiculous set of scenarios there. You know, wasn't Michael Beale arguing with fan base, the fan base or something on Twitter? He had like a what do they call them? He had like a bloody Mickey Mouse's account, didn't he? Where, you know, he was just chatting and there was all sorts of weird stuff going on there. Sunderland, they're out of it. And yeah, like you say, they've completely pressed the self-destruct button because they looked like they were in quite a good position at one point. But yeah, another season in the Championship for them.
It's finished at Chelsea. It's finished Chelsea 3, Newcastle 2. That moves Chelsea. No, it doesn't. It keeps Chelsea in the bottom half, in 11th. But I don't know that it's a good thing that we've won or not. They've won, I mean, because obviously we're playing us up next in the cup. Luton Town, I like Luton. Can you do me a favour? Can you let them win? You play them because that would put Forest into the bottom three.
I have made a prediction about Wednesday night.
Is it at yours or is it at
it Luton? Is at ours. Is but if you watch Luton, they're full of fight. Have they got the quality? Probably not, no. But they've got enough fight, which I don't think, you know, Forest and Everton do. I'm going to upset you now, though, Chris, because I think Luton will stay up, but I think Forest will scrape it as well.
Yeah,
I think the side, and this is purely from watching Everton, they were playing Crystal Palace. And honestly, Dominic Calvert-Lewin couldn't hit a cow's ass with banjo, to be honest. What's the word? Beach ball? Barn with a beach ball?
Banjo. A barn door with a banjo.
Barn door with a banjo, yeah. Something like that. But yeah, to be honest, I don't know why there is such a rave about him because I thought, you know, he's shit, put nicely. You know, I would be very, very disappointed if, you know, Dominic Calvert-Lewin was a Bournemouth player, I'd be very, very worried. And I just don't see much quality across the rest of the Everton side. I just don't. The only thing Everton have got in their favour is they've got a bloody good goalkeeper. But, you know, he does play better for England than he does for Everton.
And I just say, it is a sellout, but that probably means that we still won't hear your fans sing. Four.
Bloody hell!
Four. Got you one in there.
No, honestly, to be honest, we
were. Yeah, I mean, the right side, which was down the side of the pitch, the Leicester fans were singing to the left side, which was behind the goal, and we were singing back to them just to try and create a bit of atmosphere, you know, in the garden shed. But there we go. Anyway, next five. Oh God! Why do you think I asked you on Watford? Who have parted company with their manager. Shock, horror.
Horror?
Coventry.
Shock, horror? Why did it take him so long? Well, he should have been on their third manager by this time, unless they're skint and running out of money.
I actually thought that they looked at it and went, maybe we need a bit of stability here. I don't think they have, though.
No, I just think maybe the Pozzo family are losing faith with it, which doesn't bode very well for Watford fans. But yeah, it's just a comedy of errors all the time. To be honest, the fans are now turning on the owners big time. And I'm not surprised because Watford have still got a decent side. Just Valerian Ishmael did well for Barnsley. Now, the problem was there was a lot of egos when he went to Watford, and it just hasn't worked. To be honest, the last couple of managerial appointments hasn't worked for them. And I'm not surprised by this. Coventry seem to be doing their Coventry thing of rising at just the right time. And honestly, I think, you know, they're probably the side who are most likely to get into those playoff places again. I honestly do. You know, I know you're going to hate me for saying that, but, you know, I think Cardiff are a little bit too far back. I think Cardiff will give it a go if there's a slip up, but I think Coventry will be the most likely side to sneak into those playoff places. And then it'll be interesting what happens, because, of course, it'll be Coventry versus Leeds United. In the playoffs.
In fairness, I actually had Coventry to finish in the playoffs, you know, and
yeah, I think
of course they got that far, didn't they? Last season, and they fell at the last hurdle to Luton Town, obviously.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, at the moment, they are, let's just have a look where they can close that one now. I mean, Coventry at the moment, again, they have, I mean, they're probably still celebrating beating us because, you know, that to them was their FA Cup final. I know Leeds are still on their open top bus. I think Coventry might have put their open top bus away by now. But they're in eighth, they're 57 points. So they're only 1 point off Norwich in, you know, third with 58 in sixth place.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be against Coventry coming up. Because again, it will give us a derby in the Premier League.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're
just mid-table, nothing again this season, aren't they?
Well, you look at Watford. You know, to be honest, the alarming rate they're dropping. You know, they could easily get sucked into it if one of the other teams gets to about 50-point mark.
Yeah.
Do I think they will go down? I think like Swansea. They're very much like Swansea. I think they'll just keep themselves above water. You know, Swansea, how many times have I said Swansea are a really, really good side, you know, going forwards, but the defence is just non-existent.
We'll come on to Swansea because we've got their
I was going off on a tangent.
Did you mean Watford, or were you actually talking about Swansea then?
No, well, Watford. I just think
21st in the form table. Watford.
I just don't think very good.
The only team they've beaten in the last six games, is Rotherham. Now, that was only 1-0.
Well, that's a bloody surprise.
Yeah,
everybody beat Rotherham.
Really, they're above Plymouth, Sunderland, and Rotherham themselves, Watford. So I love what Doug said there. Three things guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and Watford not having one manager a season.
Oh dear, yeah. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that, you know, they haven't had two managers.
Do you not think at some point? And I think I was told once, it might have been by Rob Tanner from The Athletic, that it's the Italian way of doing things. They do change managers like we change underwear.
Yeah, but it doesn't work in the. It doesn't work in this country, Chris.
No,
it doesn't work. It's just stupid. It really is stupid. You know, sometimes they've sacked managers when they've been in a decent position just because they've lost a couple of games. And I think that is, you know, I think they're getting what they probably, you know, deserve now.
I feel sorry for the fans, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the fan base. You know, they're a good bunch of fans, even though some Bournemouth fans won't like them. But yeah, I think Watford. Yeah, it's a real shame. It's a real shame. I've got a really good friend who's a Watford fan, and
hang on, sorry, the shocking thing there, you've got a friend.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's a Watford fan. Wow. Yeah, I've got loads of friends who I've got loads of them.
That took a while to resonate then.
I jest.
Now, another team that is finding itself very much in trouble. They've been slipping down like a bout of diarrhea in your jeans is Huddersfield Town. There's a thought for you.
What they would do for Andy Booth at the moment, you know, I tell you what,
It's hard to think that they were not long ago in the Premier League, but they're 22nd. They've got, they're not out of it because, like I say, 23rd upwards, there's only one of about six or seven teams. They're on 38 points, only one behind Birmingham, even though Birmingham got a point in hand, but then QPR have only got 39. But they've won Huddersfield the second amount of games, the least amount of games. Rotherham, 3, that's all they've won. Huddersfield have only won 8. West Brom, looking to secure that playoff place, in 5th at the moment. They're trying to make it their own. They're 5 points above 6, so they've got a little bit of a gap there. Absolutely demolished them.
Yeah, Huddersfield. Well, they would have been relegated last season had it not been for Reading and Dai Yong's. And got to say, if anybody does follow that story, you know, there's a very, very good interview on the Sheriffs in all departments with a guy called Mike Gow. And if you want an example how not to run a football club and how to run a basket case, all you have to do is look at the Reading situation, because it's diabolical. But I digress. Huddersfield have been very, very poor. And I can't see a way out of it for them. I think they will. I think they'll go down this season. I honestly do. It's a shame because, you know, they're a good club, you know, and, you know, good group of fans. You know, I've spoken to Andy Booth on a number of occasions and, you know, one of the nicest men that you could actually meet, you know, and yeah, I feel sorry for them. But again, I don't feel that it's been managed particularly very well there. West Brom, Carlos Corberan, what a fantastic job he has done. He's absolutely.
I believe. Are you two not friends on Twitter?
We are friends, actually, me and Carlos. Yes. Yeah, me and Carlos. You know, we got on very, very well.
Can I just say, guys, I knew that. I was just playing into his hands there. But we are not worthy, sir. We are not worthy.
So, yeah.
I think West Brom are going to be in the playoffs. You can't be 100% sure with this league, but I think they are. And Huddersfield, they are in danger. They're in that relegation battle now, and don't they know it? Last but one game.
Just want to actually reply to somebody as well. I've just seen HT Chess.
That's the one that I was on about before.
I recognise this guy. Yeah. And yeah, this guy is a bit of a clown, to be honest, on our fan base. Are you the Reading fan? He said, I was born and bred in Reading. I do not give a toss what you think, you know, if you're still watching this show. You're probably not because you've had to go to bed for school tomorrow. But, you know, honestly, it's. it's just pathetic. It really is pathetic. So yeah. Hope you have a good day at school tomorrow, HC Chez.
Yeah. That's the one that you couldn't see earlier. So
I couldn't see. Yeah. To be honest, I was expecting something even worse, to be honest. But
yeah.
Are you already in fact? Are you ready in fact? I could not give two copies, to be honest.
Honestly. Well, it gives him something to do. He's in his mum's basement playing with himself.
Yes.
Anyway, Bristol City, one of those teams that again, inconsistent. I mean, they haven't won. This is the first one that they've won in five. They'd lost the previous four. They're in 18th in the they beat this is the thing, they beat Southampton 3-1. Yeah. Then they lost to Queen's Park Rangers and Sheffield Wednesday. Then Cardiff, then Ipswich. They gave Ipswich a good run for the money. But Ipswich did manage to sort of beat them. Surprise, surprise. Swansea, so they're just like, again, they sacked Nigel Pearson. I think that was a mistake. I don't think they've ever really recovered from that. But Swansea, now you know and I know, you know, we both had Chicken Head on our channel. He is absolutely, you know, if anybody
brilliant.
Ever watched it, it was from the call centre on BBC Three. Is available on iPlayer, on YouTube, sorry. He's a big Swansea fan, and he was not impressed. In fact, he even predicted Leicester to beat Swansea. And he messaged me after the game, because he'd got the prediction right. And he messaged me and said, "Told you I got my prediction right, you know, it was his team losing." They're 18th, but they have won two of the last five, the same as Bristol City. Mid-table mediocrity for both of these teams, isn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, is there a more championship game than this? Bristol City, you know, don't seem to be able to get out of this division. Look like they were, you know, pushing earlier on in the season. In fact, I was quite keen to see them, you know, carry on pushing. I'd like to see Bristol City go up, to be honest, at some point.
I still don't think of Leicester as a big team, you know.
And you are a big team.
We're not.
Well, compared to us, anybody's a big
team. Well, yeah, but I'm not being funny here, but I don't consider Bournemouth a big team.
No, I agree.
I don't consider Norwich a big team. We sort of fall into this category of mid-table teams, but I like to see teams like us. I was so happy when Bournemouth came up, and you should have been the story of that season had we not gone and won the Premier League. We might have done, but then again, we always seem to sort of ruin your fun, don't we? Like beating you 1-0 in the FA Cup. Hey, six.
I think Bristol City, they're just.
But it would be great to see them up there, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be. You know, again. You know, I think for this division, they're probably a middle of the road side. You know, it's all relative. When you look at Leeds United, best team in the Championship, no. They're going to get caught by Ipswich in the end. But they're all going to pile on. Here we go. I think. You know, it's all relative. You look at Bristol City, middle of the road. I think Leicester are a big club in the Championship.
Well, that's very kind of you. I don't think of us as a big club. You know,
it's like if you look at, you know, the League One, you look at Reading. Now, they're a big club, you know, in the League One. Bolton
overall in the great scheme of things. Yeah, the big in the leagues they were.
Yeah.
When Leeds were in League One and we were in League One.
But you stick both of those teams in the Championship. They're both middle of the road size clubs.
I've got to say to Arthur as well, Leeds United actually at the moment aren't the best team in the Championship, because if you were, you'd be top. Now you're not, you're second. So you're not the best team in the Championship. If you want to say you're the best team over the last six games because you're top of that particular performance chart, that's fair point. But you might be the best team in the Championship this time next week, because you may well have beaten Millwall and go above us, because we're still in the FA Cup. We're playing the team that you couldn't beat, as in Chelsea. But look, you know, like I say, Leicester City living rent-free in at least United fans' heads.
Chris,
well, there we go. Finally, the last game.
Just before we move off Leeds, does that mean that Histon, back in whatever year it was, because Leeds are irrelevant, you know, they must have been, you know, the biggest team in the first round of the FA Cup, weren't they, that season? Because who did they beat? Oh, hang on, Leeds United.
I'm going to bow down to your superior knowledge on that one.
I don't even know where Histon is. Leeds fans, if you're watching, can you tell me where Histon is, please?
This is I like Leeds. I'm just having a bit of banter. Anyway, Hull 2, Leicester City 2. If anybody follows the football on the BBC website, if you get over to bbc.co.uk/LCFC and read today's fan voice, it's all about. I'll have a pint of whatever Jamie Vardy's on, please. But I think that's probably vodka and Red Bull, so I'm not sure whether I can. The guy doesn't train all week, Craig, and comes on and starts and plays 86 minutes and scores 2 goals. You cannot write this guy off, can you?
No. And I tell you what, one side you can't write off whenever you play them is Hull. Yes. Rossini has got them playing some really good stuff. I didn't realize the chap that was at Fulham, Cavallio, he's actually there. So you know, Hull are a dangerous side. Did I see them getting a point against yourselves? No, I thought you'd scrape it, but it just feels like, and maybe this is what Enzo needs to turn this into now, is that it is a race to the finish, you know, because that lead has just been whittled down. You know, we had talks, you know, a couple of weeks back, you know, that Leicester were going to get the points record. Now, yeah. You know, one more defeat and the best you can do is equal it. And to be honest, you were, you know, on absolute fire, you know, a couple of weeks back. It just seems to be stumbling across the line. I think you'll get across the line. I think you'll win the league. But don't you want to win it in style? And, you know, you've got it in you to win these last 8.
We talk about this all the time. And I've got to say, I've got to give credit to Hull. They played very, very well.
They missed the
referee. And I'm not going to say that we didn't win because the referee was crap, because the referee was crap, but he was just as crap for Hull as he was for us. He was absolutely awful all around. He wasn't giving Hull any decisions, and he wasn't giving us decisions. It was completely, God knows how he ever got his badges. So fair play to Hull. They were the first team to beat us this season. But like I said before, we've had to come on to a bad patch at some point. I was saying it for like, when are we going to hit our bad patch? And what we've got to realize is when we were winning and we're going on that long run of winning games, it was 1-0, it was 2-1. Apart from Southampton that we beat 4-1 and Stoke who we beat 5-1, they were always close games and we were holding on. So we were never Brazil, if you like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although, you know, we seem to have all these passes, but, you know, it's the way we play. You know, half of our passes are the goalkeeper to the defence, back to the goalkeeper, back to the defence.
We
did a debate show earlier, and
it
is all about finish second in this league. If Leeds United go and win the league, well done, Leeds. Congratulations to you. You get a cup. we still come up with you if we finish second. It's all about finish second. Anything
you want to win it, Chris,
is a bonus.
You want to win it. You don't want to give it to Leeds. And I honestly don't think you will. I think what you need from these last nine games is six wins. Now, just looking at the fixtures, Bristol City away should beat them. That should be fine. So that's one. Norwich, you know, potentially at home, that's two. Birmingham, definitely three. Millwall away, four. Plymouth, five. West Brom might be difficult. Southampton might be difficult. And then you've got Preston and Blackburn. And I think, honestly, six wins, and I think you'll beat Blackburn. That's it. Job done. Champions. I think you'll be fine.
I want to win the league because we've won the second tier equal top with Manchester City. If we can do that, Manchester City will never be this low again. So we'll hold that record probably for quite a number of years.
I could see Leeds winning six games, but of course, they are 3 points behind at the moment. Mm. So I could see them winning six games. I could see Ipswich winning six games. Can I see them winning seven? I don't think so. I think, you know, if they do, that would be, you know, a miraculous turnaround, but I can't see it. I honestly think Leeds will stumble. I think Leeds will stumble. And, you know, you got to think that they've got a lot of teams that are going to be fighting for their lives as well, Leeds. Of course, Southampton, last game of the season. Who's to say Southampton won't be in it? So, honestly, I think it'll be Leicester and Ipswich. And then I think it'll be Leeds versus Coventry. And then Southampton versus West Brom. Who goes up from that?
Lottery, really, isn't it? You know,
it is. I'm gonna stay with my man Carlos. Carlos will take West Brom.
Your mate,
Carlos. Yeah. Yes, I'd like to see West Brom go.
I could put there, Leicester. Carlos. We've got a Leeds fan or a couple of Leeds fans in, so I'm just, you know, we are living rent free in their heads at the moment. So, you know, welcome along, guys. Thanks very much. You come in and you really do help my analytics with YouTube. So. Keep popping in.
You know what? I'm only pulling the legs of the Leeds fans because actually I've turned around before and I've said, you know, I do like the Leeds fans. We have a lot of
I have nothing against Leeds fans, in all honesty.
It's a good bunch, really.
You know, it's like every club has its fans that are wankers, and Leeds are probably slightly more than most.
Oh, look at our fans. You know, look at some of our fans.
It's those fans that, I mean, you know, why, if you as a Leeds fan, why are you so interested in coming on a Leicester fan channel? I really don't get it. Especially as I'm staying here, that I think it'll be Leeds and Leicester that go up. So, you know, I'm not dissing Leeds at all. I still think, you had an open top bus coach because you did the double over. But fair play to you. If you had a decent club that could control its players and sort managers out at the start of the season, you'd have probably been ahead of us now by quite a few points. But look, you know, it is what it is. What
breaking
I like
news,
about Leeds fans,
news,
what I like, I'm just saying this, so what I like about Leeds fans is when Leeds fans got back into the Premier League, there was no big, this is where we should be. We deserve to be here. They came up and went, Christ, it's nice to be back. And I like that about the Leeds fans. When the Forest fans came up, it's like, well, this is where we should be. You know, we're Nottingham Forest. You know, we've won the European Cup. We should be in the Premier League. And that's why I don't like many Nottingham Forest fans, and I do prefer Leeds fans.
Do you know what? I get on very well with the Square Bull, which is, as anybody knows, the leading Leeds United podcast. And do you know what? I'd love to see them come up just to, you know, for Dan and the team there. I do just generally... like their fan base.
I get on well with Carl, and, you know, he's doing the prediction league on Fridays.
I like taking the piss out of them. And to be fair, I did come out with earlier on in the season, you know, the Jesse Marsh idea. And, you know, I got absolutely torn a new one from Leeds fans for that. But it's all good fun and games. It's all good fun and games. But breaking news here. The Princess of Wales has been pictured leaving Windsor alongside Prince William following following controversy over a Mother's Day photograph Kate admitted to editing. Who gives a fuck?
Now, I know we say about going off on tangents here, but that tangent isn't even a tangent. That's a U-turn, because it's nothing to do with football whatsoever. On that note, we will end the show, I think, before you start taking us
before
down.
Before I start talking about that.
Charles's operations. Craig, mate, thank you very much. And in as few words as possible, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Up the Cherries in all departments, UTCIAD, AFCB on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So all your socials. You can even listen to our podcast as well, which you can hear on Spotify and all the good places you can get stuff to listen to into your ears. I'll leave that to Alan Partridge.
I wasn't going to mention any more, but I love this from Leeds fans. Let me just wipe my tears away. Leeds were starting from a low base this season. A new manager, new owners, 11 players, exciting new players coming in. Okay, Leicester were starting from a low base this season. A new manager. All right, not new owners, I grant you. We got rid of 20-odd players and only brought in about 13. So don't give me that shit that you all want us to. You were no worse than we were, Michael. Stop talking shit and go and play with yourself in your back room. Honestly.
I love it.
Woe is me. I'm a Leeds fan. We were starting from a low point. Weren't we fucking all? You know, we had a new manager coming in. Don't give me that bollocks, Michael.
Oh, God almighty.
Honestly, this is what gets me. And you get the decent fans don't bother coming on other people's channels. It's only the sad ones that haven't got a life that want to come on and be on other people's channels. Maybe he doesn't like the Leeds channels. I don't know. Maybe he is secretly a Leicester City fan, but who knows? Craig, thanks very much, mate. I'll see you next week. We'll get a date arranged and hopefully keep you off the royal stories between now and then.
Yes, yeah, definitely, mate, definitely. And hopefully Mavis won't be in there this time.
No, indeed. Yeah. Speak to you soon, buddy. All the best.
Speak to you soon. Take care, mate.
Bye-bye. Thanks very much to Craig there. Well, that was totally, like I say, there's going off at a tangent and there's doing a U-turn. And I don't know where that story came from. I think it said breaking news that Watford had appointed a manager or something. I think he's been drinking. That's what it is. Two pints and he's under the table, I tell you. Anyway, thanks very much for watching, guys. We are going to be back on Thursday at a later time of 8:30, where we will be doing a preview. Again, Leeds fans, we'll be doing a preview of the FA Cup quarterfinal, because we're there, you're not, because we beat Bournemouth and getting there, 7. I'm going to keep it in single figures for him, bless him. 8:30. No, it wasn't 2-0, mate. It was only 1-0. That one, 1-0. I love a bit of banter. And look, good luck to all the Leeds fans as well, mate. I said whoever finishes above Leeds will go up. We'll see you on Thursday, 8:30. Thank you very much. If you have been listening via your favourite podcast platform, really do appreciate it. And if you've been watching on YouTube, do remember to like the video, share the video, and please do subscribe. But until that time, it's good night from me, and it's good night from him. Good night.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans, for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.